On the phone and on the road right now, Supervisor David Rabbit, who is here to talk with us about the series of drought town hall meetings that are coming up in the week ahead. Everybody knows there's a drought on, David. Why do we need town hall meetings?
Well, I think we always need to remind people a little bit of rain that comes typically brings amnesia. And in terms of the drought, you kind of got about 50% of the annual rainfall. Santa Rosa is about at 62, and we need to make sure that everyone's aware going forward this summer so that we can make it through the summer and get on to the next rain year and hopefully have a good winter next year.
Other than an update on reservoirs, what's being offered informationally to people who come to these sessions?
It is information about the water supply to let people know exactly what's out there. And, you know, the water agency has been very good about putting in every Monday paper an update on the water supply. You can actually track the water into Lake Sonoma and Lake Mendocino. The other things that are going to be offered is a drought toolkit at the drive-up, which will have a faucet aerator, a toilet dye tab, so that you can check to make sure that you aren't leaking water in the toilet, shower timer, shower bucket, a low-flow shower head, tips to save water. It's a good thing to keep in people's minds in the forefront.
All those tools being offered for free?
It will be. One per household, though.
There are a lot of us who are here for the last go-round and know the drill. Is the focus of the town hall meetings more towards folks who have not been through this before?
I think it's good to remind all of us. A lot of people in the county really don't understand the water situation, where it comes from, how it works. We get about 80% of our water supply in very few rain events. You know, when it rains pretty hard, fills up a lot of the reservoirs. So if you miss one of those rain events during the course of the year, that could be substantial. So I think it's interesting and good for people to understand how our water supply works. And then, of course, tips that you can do to save water at home that we need to always be reminded of.
As the rains came through, we got a little bit of help incrementally. How big a difference did it really make?
I think for this last rainstorm, Lake Sonoma was about at 74%. Now it's about 76%. When you're talking about half the normal rainfall in a big watershed area, that's concerning. We don't know what next year brings, whether it's an El Nino year or a year like this where the drought could be pounded. So we want to be prepared, obviously. We want to conserve and use every drop of water as precious as we know it is, to make sure that we're not in worse rates. The North County, because of Lake Mendocino and the water situation up there and the lack of supply, they have 20% mandatory conservation efforts. The South County is still voluntary, Marin County as well. We're on the brink. If it gets any worse, and if we drop below a certain level, we will go to a mandatory conservation measure.
What would be the trigger for that?
It has to do with the water supply level in Lake Sonoma. I believe it's 100,000 acre feet. Once the reservoir gets to that particular level, that's when it's considered to be critical and kick into mandatory measures. We're not quite there yet, but hasn't been this low in a long time. But we don't want to risk it. We want to make sure that we can keep supplying water to folks, but we also want to make sure that they're using it as carefully as possible.
Well, we certainly hope it doesn't come to that. Perhaps the town hall meetings will be a step in that direction. David Rabbit, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, Bruce.